The deaths in Texas this past week of 17 Mexicans and Central Americans in a sweltering tractor trailer marked a tragic end to a desperate effort to find better lives. Tragedy has long plagued those seeking freedom or jobs in the New World since the days of notoriously perilous ocean passages. But the opportunities of a new life have still consistently drawn immigrants to America's shores from the earliest colonial days to the present. Despite the promise of streets paved with gold, the jobs available to immigrant workers have usually been at the lower end of the employment ladder. That was true long ago, and it remains true now. Authors and social critics Barbara Ehrenreich and Arlie Russell Hochschild are the editors of a collection of academic writings and essays about recent women immigrants. It's called Global Woman: Nannies, Maids, and Sex Workers in the New Economy. We spoke recently with Ms. Hochschild and Ms. Ehrenreich, and Ms. Ehrenreich explained how they defined the new economy for the purposes of their book.
We really meant the global economy, that's what's new. And there's been so much talk about globalization in the last 4 or 5 years, but very little attention to the role of women in it. It's sort of thought of without gender much at all. And yet, you know, when manufacturing is sent overseas, it's very often young women who are doing it on the so-called global assembly line. And then there's this new phenomenon that we've highlighted of women migrating in large numbers from poor countries to rich countries to do what was traditionally women's work, like house cleaning and taking care of kids.
Arlie, you write about in an essay about Filipino women who are leaving the Philippines to go and work for others in this new economy.
Right. The export of Filipino women is the second most important source of hard currency in the Philippine economy, which is in terrible shape. Actually, the word for babysitter in Israel is Filipinette. This is a huge industry, and in fact, there are now schools all through the Philippines teaching you how to be a good maid and nanny. The thing is that it's part of a new kind of increase of feminization of migration. They're doing it younger. The average age of a female migrant to the U.S. is 29, and often they are mothers of small children who leave their kids back with relatives, sometimes with other nannies, while they come and take care of our children. They leave their elderly while they take care of our elderly.
Arlie, are the women that you're writing about well taken care of? Because some of what I'm reading in your book takes me back to the Clinton administration at a time when the president was trying to put some of his nominations through, and there became this headline known as the nanny problem. Families were hiring women, paying them under the table, paying them off the books. Has that changed?
No, that hasn't changed. Immigrant nannies are earning small salaries. They don't have benefit packages. Their employers don't put into Social Security, and they're working 10-hour days. Sometimes they go 5, 10, 15 years without seeing their children. So what we're trying to do in global... go ahead, Barbara.
Oh, I'm sorry. At one extreme, too, there are women who just become enslaved. And they come here to be nannies or maids and may find that their employers take away their passports and visas. I tell them they don't want to go outside because they would be caught by the INS and really forced, you know, to work very long hours, maybe with nothing but a couch to sleep on and limited food. So that's the extreme, lurid, horrible end of it.
Tell me a little bit, though. A lot more women are entering the workforce, certainly in America. We've seen major changes over the last 30 years. Is what you're writing about almost a reaction to this action?
It's partly a supply meets demand story, and partly it's a sign of the giant failure of the United States to provide the kinds of conditions for working women that we've long asked for. We're now the workaholic capital of the Western world. We outdo Japan in hours of work. So we don't have a reasonable workday. We don't have family-friendly policies. We don't have flex time, flex place, job sharing, the kinds of arrangements that would make it possible for families to do more care of their children and elderly. That has led us to go this other direction, to say, okay, well, men won't do more, women will do less. Let's hire a Mexican nanny who needs the job. While that can be part of the solution, we have to really look at this as a whole global issue. There are children left behind in Mexico, in the Philippines, in Sri Lanka, in Indonesia, for years, decades at a time. And that's our moral issue, too. We need a global ethics to fit the new global world.
Arlie Russell Hochschild spoke to us from member station KQED in San Francisco, and Barbara Ehrenreich from the University of Virginia in Charlottesville. They are the co-editors of the book Global Woman, Nannies, Maids, and Sex Workers in the New Economy, published by Henry Holt.